My guest at this time is Andrew C. McCarthy. He is a former federal prosecutor. He is also a contributing editor at National Review Online, where he's also a columnist, and he's now a Fox News contributor. We've talked to him many times as different developments have occurred in the ongoing investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 elections. And on Friday, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced that the Mueller team had issued 12 new indictments, all against Russian entities, mainly for hacking the DNC during the 2016 campaign. And so what does this tell us, and what does it not tell us, since, of course, the partisans are trying to spin this in a number of different ways. So, Andy, first of all, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, it's my pleasure.
This is the second, I don't know if you would call this a mass indictment, but certainly many indictments. Once Mueller had 13, now it's 12 more, so at least 25 Russians involved here. What does this tell us about the legitimacy of this investigation?
Well, I don't think anyone's ever questioned, or anyone sensible has ever questioned, the legitimacy of the investigation as it pertains to Russian interference in the 2016 election. That ought to be something that everybody agrees needs to be done and needs to be run down. I think this new set of charges, Greg, certainly indicates that Mueller has learned from the first time around. You'll notice that these are all individual defendants, not corporate ones. The problem that Mueller ran into in the Troll Farm case is that he indicted three of these companies that really turn out to be Kremlin fronts. And much, I think, to his surprise and chagrin, one of them retained counsel in Virginia and showed up and demanded to get the discovery and get ready to go to trial. I don't think the intention, or at least the belief on the special counsel's part, is that these cases are actually going to be tried in court. And I think with respect to the one that we see today, that continues to be the case. I don't think that they expect that this will ever be tried.
So what's the point?
Well, I think the point is to try to file a conclusive U.S. government investigative document that puts to rest any claim that Russia is not responsible for this. What I was alarmed about, I must say, when I first heard about the charges, was whether the president had been alerted that this was going to happen before he went on his trip. The reporting we hear now indicates that he was indeed told. What you would worry about, obviously, if he wasn't told, when he's on the eve of meeting with Putin on Monday in Helsinki, would be that people within the government were basically trying to force his hand. It seems to me, since he was given a heads up that this was happening, he had an opportunity to direct that the indictment not be unsealed. And he didn't do that, which suggests to me that he and his advisors think that having this will actually strengthen their hand when they meet with Putin.
What do you make of the response to this, Andy, especially from a legal perspective? You see so much political reaction. Those who are generally supportive of the president will point out you still have no Americans indicted for any crime related to any sort of conspiracy with the Russians in the 2016 campaign. You have some process crimes like making false statements and so forth. And there's unrelated crimes, such as the ones that Paul Manafort is facing. On the more liberal side, I saw MSNBC today playing footage of Trump's comment from the campaign where he was asking the Russians to find the missing 30,000 emails from Hillary Clinton. And they're saying, oh, now we're getting closer and closer to this really unraveling. So what do you make of all that?
Well, you know, look, I think everybody's kind of dug into what their political positions are. It's perfectly appropriate, given that the reason we have a special counsel is that there's this hanging suspicion that there was Trump campaign collusion with the Russian effort to interfere with the election. It's perfectly natural and appropriate for them to say, yet again, there are no indications in this indictment of any conspiratorial relationship between the Russians and the Trump campaign. I also think, frankly, when I see this indictment, I thought what I thought when I saw the Troll Farm indictment, which is, why do we need a special counsel for this? It doesn't seem to me that there's any reason that you needed a special counsel. The Justice Department, which was investigating Russian interference in the election with the FBI, before Mueller was appointed, could certainly have handled these cases without having to have the appointment of the special counsel. I think on the other hand, what's disturbing about the White House reaction, not just the immediate reaction to this indictment, but if you think about the last few days, knowing that the president had been briefed on this before he went on his trip, one wishes that he didn't feel the need to tweet in a way that besmirches the investigators. I just don't think that's helpful at this point. You know, to say that it's the rigged witch hunt, I think we all know when he says that, what he's talking about is the allegation that his campaign colluded with the Russians, of which there remains no evidence, much less charges. But I don't think it's helpful if he knows that you're about to release a set of charges which confirm what all of us have suspected for some time, which is that the Russians did conduct this operation against our election. I don't know that that's the best time to be taking shots at the prosecutor.
Last question, Andy. Given what we've learned here on Friday, does it raise any new questions that need to be answered for you?
The new indictment, I don't think it really, other than putting names and some interesting specifics like the Bitcoin aspect of it and the fact that they've made that into a money laundering conspiracy, I don't think, Greg, that we've learned a lot that we didn't know already on the basis of what we had been told by the intelligence community regarding its investigation. So I think this simply confirms what we already knew. The fact that it's timed to be released unsealed by the court on the eve of the president's meeting in Helsinki with Putin is very interesting, particularly given that the president could have directed that not happen, and he obviously didn't do that. So I think it makes for a very interesting dynamic in the discussion that we're going to have between Putin and the president.
Andy, we'll call it there. Thanks very much for your time, as always.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, Fox News contributor, contributing editor at National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.